Take your Bible and turn to Book of Ruth. Book of Ruth, chapter number 1. Ruth chapter number 1, verse number 1. It says, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of the two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judea. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that they might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on their way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And she said unto, and they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. And if I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. They lifted up their voices and wept again. Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. And thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. For where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if not but death, part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfast and minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said to them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help, on the choices we make. The choices we make. And I want to tell you tonight, everybody has to make choices. Every one of us at some point in our time just continuously having to make choices. Amen? Somebody that's going to come along make choices for you all the time. We have to make choices for ourselves. And what we have to do tonight, praise God, and looking at the Word of God and thinking about what God's trying to minister to us, we have to realize that every person here, me, you, everybody in this place, must repeatedly make choices, and we must repeatedly choose to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We must choose to trust God in our lives because He is the one, praise God, that makes the difference in our life. Amen? Can I get a witness there? Amen. Praise God. We can't do without Him. We see so many times that people try to make it without the Lord, and it don't work that way. You just can't find satisfaction outside of the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father up in heaven. So we see these choices. And what we have to realize, and we see from the example of these folks here, praise God, that sometimes we just need to stay where the Lord called you to be. Amen? We just need to stay there. We see this man and his wife, praise God, they run into some difficulties. There was some situations come up in their lives. And if we ain't careful, the first thing we do, when these difficult things, difficult situations come up, we'll choose for some reason, I don't know why, to run just as hard and as fast away from the Lord as we can. It don't make no sense to me, but we see it all the time. We see people that get in difficult situations, they get in hardships, and they get indecisive moments, and the first thing we want to do is run away from the Lord. That's the craziest thing that a human being could ever do. All we should do is when difficult times come, when adversity comes, when hard times and trials come, praise God, we ought to run, slide in the feet of Jesus. Praise God, just hang just as tight there as we can. Amen. That's where you get help. We've seen it many, many times. But those difficult times come. So we see this family, they decided to move to Moab. Amen. To move to Moab. To leave the house of bread, which is Bethlehem, Judea, the house of bread. To leave the house of bread and go to an old, a wicked place like Moab. Praise God. They had the opportunity. They could have stayed in Bethlehem under the wings of an almighty God and protection of God, but instead they chose to go down to Moab. Amen. Sometimes in this world, this life, they said, things will look just a little different. They'll look a little better on the other side of the fence. Amen. We got to be careful with that. I've told you before, sometimes you get greener grass on the other side of the fence. It's because it's growing over a septic tank. Amen. Praise God. It may look good from your house. But praise God, when you get over there and try it out, it's not much count. Praise God. You need to stay with God. Just stay where God put you. And just grow there, praise the Lord. And allow God to manifest Himself to you. Seek you a refuge. A place of refuge where you can come and you can hide and you can cry out to God. Amen. That's why the Bible says, and he said, not to fail to assemble yourself together, as the custom of some is. Praise God. He said, we got to have a place of refuge, a place we can go and get help from the Lord, a place where we can be strengthened, a place where we can call out to the Lord and encourage each other. The day and hour we live, it's important to have that place of refuge. I was thinking this morning over in the 91st Psalm. The 91st Psalm, the psalmist says this, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. That's some good stuff right there. Praise the Lord. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, and in Him will I trust. You see what the God's telling us here. The psalmist is saying, hey, friend, I found that secret place, that hiding place. He said, I found that good spot. I pray God where I can get in and I can know God and God knows me and we encourage each other. Praise God. You know it encourages God when you're encouraged by God. Hello? Come on. Praise the Lord. He said, that secret place of the Most High. He said, that's where we hide. He said, we abide there. Shall abide. That's the hangout. Amen. That's to find a place where you hang out in the shadow of the Almighty. Praise. It's a place where it's a refuge. It's a place where it's a fortress. Amen. That means to be hedged about to protect, a place of protection from the things of this world. I wonder what happened today if we just got ours, got us and ours, and we just got all under that, in that fortress, praise God, in that refuge, in that place of protection, under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. You know what's wrong with us? We play around in this world too much. We forget, praise God. Hey, look, we're just pilgrims a-passing through here. We're a sojourning in a land, a wilderness. Praise God. And none of it belongs to us. But glory, hallelujah, if we belong to Him, one day in a little while, He'll say, good job, thou faithful servant. And He'll call us on home to be with Him. We're going to leave this all behind anyway. Praise God, we better just get in a right relationship with God Almighty. Amen. Lord Jesus loves us tonight. He wants to help us if we'll let Him. Praise God. Verse number 3 said, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Amen. When that goes to making a racket all around you, the crying and the squalling and the carrying on, He said, He shall cover thee with His feathers. And under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. That's a place of protection. He said He affords you protection. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now watch verse number 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. He said, praise God. He said, you found that dwelling place. He said, you found that refuge. He said, you found that fortress, which is in God Almighty. And you made that fortress your fortress, praise God. We've got to take a stand. And we just say, you know what? No matter what's happening, no matter what's going on, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. If we ever decide in our heart, do you hear me? If we ever decide in our hearts, now I know a lot of times we decide things in our head. Amen. But your head will deceive you. The devil will play tricks on your mind. But if we ever decide down in our hearts that we're just going to go with God, we're going to serve God, we're going to seek a refuge, we're going to trust in the Lord, amen, with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, then things begin to change. So, a preacher, really, what difference does it make? Because trusting in the Lord, trusting under His wings, it's a place of safety. It's a place of encouragement. It's a place where God can help us. You say, what's the alternative? Amen? When you leave that, now listen to me. When you leave it, you lose. Amen? Make it simple. You leave, you lose. You lose that help that God has for you. When we leave that shelter of the Most High, when you leave God Almighty, when that place, and He's called us to be saved, He's called us to be His own, He's called us to come unto Him, all you weary, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He's called us to a place of rest in Christ our Savior. I have rest today in the Lord. Amen. I know it's that we come in here, everybody in here was yawning when I come in the door this evening. Everybody's wore slap out. Amen. It's all right. But praise God, we have rest. I feel good, pretty good right now. Amen. I feel right nice in my soul. Praise God. Hey, I was having trouble driving up the road. I drove my truck. Teresa actually let me drive church tonight. Amen. It wasn't because she wanted to. It's because she wanted to play with the baby. Amen. Praise the Lord. But praise God, when you come to that place, that place that you're called to, praise God, you lose if you leave that place, if you turn your back on that place, you lose, praise God. What do you lose? You lose His provision. God has a provision for us. Elimelech and Naomi, praise God, took their sons and they left that place of provision, which is Bethlehem, Judea. Praise God, they wandered off on their own, trying to find something somewhere else. Amen. I want to tell you something today. There's nothing better than Jesus. There's nothing better than the Word of God. They should have stayed in Israel. Praise the Lord. If they had stayed in Israel, they would have been provided for through the famine. Amen? Do you hear what I said? They would have been provided for through the famine. I've told you a story. My grandpa Young, he said when the Great Depression hit, praise God, they was just trusting the Lord. Just old dirt farmers, praise God, that was trusting the Lord. Didn't have a whole lot, praise the Lord. But God brought them Friday. He said, we didn't even know there was a depression. Amen. That's what God can do when we put our faith and trust in Him. He can bring us through. He can deliver us. And He will. He did. Amen. Let's fast forward just a minute. Naomi and Elimelech and the boys, they took off. They went to Moab. They got down there, praise God, and they lost everything. She lost everything. Her husband died. Her sons died. Amen. Praise the Lord. So she goes back. She heads back toward the house because she heard that in Bethlehem they was bread. Of course they was. That's what it means. House of bread. So she heads back. Of course, Orpha drops off. She goes back to where she come from. Goes back to the heathen gods and the heathen ways. But this little woman, this one little woman here, praise God, named Ruth, she says, know what? She said, it ain't going to work. He said, praise God. He said, wherever you go, I'm going to go. And whatever your God is, I'm going to serve your God. And wherever you live, I'm going to live. And wherever you die, I'm going to die. Amen. You know, out of all this, sometimes we make bad choices. But praise God, I'm glad God can even work in bad choices. I'm glad He can fix things, praise God, and make it as an advantage to someone else. She thought she had it, but praise God, but when it's all said and done, when you look down at verse 19, look what it says. It says, well, they too went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? Amen. She said, is this Naomi? Now, wait a minute. I figured they'd get to Bethlehem and they would find a deserted city. They'd find a city where they'd all starved out, they'd all died, they'd all deceased, praise God, because of starvation. But that's not what happened. See, God Almighty was a preserving God, and God Almighty was there for those people, and those people come out, and they say, hey, is this not Naomi? Praise God. Is this not the one that used to be here? One was in our midst. One that was one of us. Is this not her? Amen. Naomi says to them, she said to them, call me not Naomi. See, Naomi means pleasant or pleasant one. Amen. She said, but call me Mara. Amen. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. Amen. He's dealt very bitterly with me. She said, just call me Mara. Amen. Now look what she says. When she went out, she said, I went out full. She said, I went out full. And the Lord hath brought me home empty. Amen. Is that so? Is that really? That's what she thought? Amen. Praise God. But that's not the way that it was. Praise God. So when they left out, praise God, she had a son, she had a husband, and she had two sons. Amen. And she thought they thought that they would went out empty. But really, she went out full, praise God. She went out full of the glory of God. She went out full. I had a family, praise God, to love on and care for, praise the Lord. Sometimes we ain't very careful. We take things for granted. Amen. If we got a family, got people that love us, praise God, we ought to not take them for granted. She thought she went out empty. Amen. When they left, they thought they'd left empty. Amen. Praise God. That's what happens sometimes. Praise the Lord. Said they thought they need to go somewhere else to be filled. Somewhere else to get a feeling. Somewhere else to be filled, praise God. That's what people do. They do it all the time. My grandpa Massey said one time in the spring of the year, Baptist churches are like bees. They swarm. Amen. He said, a lot of times they're like bees, they swarm in the springtime. They go here, they go there. Amen. Praise God. Instead of just getting in where they're getting full, praise God. You say, well, preacher, I'm just not getting full. I'm not getting fed. Praise God, you ought to be praying and asking God to fill your heart. Amen. He begins to fill you, praise God. He'll begin to fill somebody else. He'll begin to touch other hearts all around you. Begin to see the power of God. But they thought they'd go somewhere else and find filling. Amen. Got down there in Moab and they found the exact opposite. Praise God. Upon returning, they realized that they really had been full in Bethlehem, Judea. Amen. That the blessings of God were being poured out on right where they were, and they didn't even recognize it. How many times God's a blessing us right where we're at, and we don't recognize it. We don't realize it until it's too late. Take it for granted, praise God. Amen. She had left out of there, the Bible says she had left out of there, had a husband and two sons. Amen. Had a husband and two sons. She went out full. And she came back. When she returned, you know what she returned with, Brother Jeff? She returned with a memory of three graves. Three graves, praise God, in a foreign land. That's what she came home with. We got to be careful of taking for granted that God gives us and just being content where we're at and praising His name and giving Him glory and just getting in so that God can feed us and so He can feed the rest of them around us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know it's sometimes it's easy to just kind of go with the flow. But every time we come to the house of God, we are come with the desire to be filled by the things of God. He said, be not drunk with wine, or his excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. We want to be longing, looking in the book, searching, straining the ear to hear just a little something filling from God Almighty. Hello, come on. Amen. But we don't do that, and then we come and we want to blame everybody around. Hey, Naomi's blaming God. Amen. Said, she just bitter, said, it's God's fault. Man, said, I went out full and I came back empty. Amen. And somehow in the meantime, there was a miracle working God that saved a little old lady by the name of Ruth, Lord, hallelujah, where He would use in the future for His glory. Amen. He'd use that little old widow woman, Ruth, praise God, to get a hold of her mother-in-law. Praise God, so she wouldn't quit, wouldn't give up. I believe God put her there on purpose. Amen. Why? Because when we're facing trials, praise God, we find a place of safety. Those that's safe and under the wings of an Almighty God, that's where we need to hang out. That's where we need to sink our roots. That's where we need to grow and be filled. But you know what happens? Satan comes along, and you know what? The first thing he does is he tells you to just flee. Amen. Hello? Come on now. First thing he does, he said, just go ahead, just run. Just get away from it. Go somewhere else. Do something else. Find joy and happiness to be somewhere else. Amen. The devil's a liar and a deceiver. Amen. Praise God. We better get in where we are and just ask God to help us. See, the old devil, he tries to tell us our problems are external. You know, it's the people and the circumstances around us that cause us all our problems. Amen. He don't want us to look at ourselves and that inward part of who we are, to just see where we're at physically and spiritually. Amen. Praise God. But now he gives you answers. He said, just escape, run away, flee. He said, find your help elsewhere. You know, out there in the world. You know, in the drugs and the alcohol and the fornication and adultery, all that kind of stuff. Boy, he said, boy, ain't you having fun now? That's what he does. That's the way he treats us. He hates us. Takes you further than you want to go and won't show you how to get back. Boy, he says, what we need to do is run to the Lord. The real answer, praise God, is to find peace with God. The peace of God that passes understanding. And comfort ourselves, praise God. Where? In the presence of the Almighty. Run to Him. Throw up in his lap. Throw your head up against his chest and listen to the heartbeat of God. Praise the Lord. Tell you what, that'll encourage you. Amen. It'll encourage you. It'll give you the comfort that you need. Even days like we're living in. I don't see it getting any better because God said it wouldn't. But praise God, there's a God that's still in control. He's still helping us. Praise God, if we'll receive that help, He's got it for us. But praise God, the circumstances, they come and go. Praise the Lord, we see here just how it happened to him. Bad things happen. Bad things happen to good people, by the way. And many of you have heard that before. Bad things happen to good people. They do. Praise God. But if you leave out from under the wings of the Most High, if we run away from the wings of the Most High, we run out of that place of refuge, that place of that fortress, out of the things of this world, you lose. It's that simple. If you run away from God, you run away from the things of God, you run away from the goodness of God, you run away from the provision of God, you lose. I can't say that. I mean, that's as simple as I can say it. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because I've been there and done that. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. We've done it. We get a call. We get anxious. Praise God. Circumstances just overwhelm us. And the first thing we do is we run away from God. We run right into the arms of the old devil. Praise God. We run right into the pit of despair. Amen. Because the choices we make, we don't choose Jesus. We don't commit ourselves to Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we got a Savior that loves us, that cares for us. He's made us a promise. Amen. He'll be suffering for a while. But praise God, we have a promise in Jesus. Let me just give you this right quickly and we'll go to the house. John chapter number 16 and verse number 33. Jesus says this. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me," this is the place right here, amen, "that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. So what we got to do, praise God, just run to Jesus. Stay close to the Lord. Suffering may come, circumstance may come, hardships may come, trials may come. But praise God, He said, we have a promise that if we're in Him, a place, it's real place, in Jesus, praise God, we will overcome. Overcome every one of these obstacles that we face, just like Naomi did. Amen. She said, "I went out full, and the Lord brought me back empty." Couldn't have been no farther from the truth. Amen. Praise God. She went out full. Yeah, that is right. With her family thing, she come again empty. But she wasn't empty, praise God, because God Almighty was there. She come back to the place where she could get help. And He said that they got there to Bethlehem. Now watch this in the last verse 22. So they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. God provides again. Amen. They'd done come through a season of prosperity, a season of provision in Bethlehem, Judea, the house of bread. Amen. Glory to God. God will provide again because He has before. Amen.